streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we are on a Thursday, live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Trade rumors everywhere today in the NBA, the draft tonight, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, NBA draft tonight. Four great prospects at the top. You don't get that very often. Four guys, look like they're all going to be special. And then you get down to 15, 18, 20 guys that will play and start within a couple years in the NBA. Good draft. Also, the Aaron Rodgers situation. The GM now of the Packers is talking. It is great to have you in. Peter King this hour. Joy Taylor, how are you?
I'm doing great. I love this drama in Green Bay.
Love.
Love it.
Now, I am not eating all day today. I have a little thing tomorrow I have to go to at a hospital. I'm fine. It's a guy thing. So I am working on fumes today and Gatorade. It's great to have you in. So yesterday, Aaron Rodgers, during our show, held his press conference. And, I'm watching all the shows yesterday and today, playing all the sound bites. There's only a couple that matter. And it's interesting. I thought that Aaron, by and large, was transparent. He was honest. He was smart. It was Aaron's press conference, his view on how things played out. That's just his view, but he was very good. Not a shock. Smart guy, thoughtful. He would be very good. And then I went and watched the whole press conference, like 30 minutes long, right? And there is one part of it that Aaron is now perceiving himself as the general manager. I mean, I'm not the GM. I play football, but I'm right next to you. It's very interesting. This bite takes a while. He talks, it's started at the press conference. He talks about certain players that weren't treated well by the front office of the Green Bay Packers. This is very important here.
Also, I wanted to help the organization maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my opinion, about the way that some of the outgoing veterans were treated. And just the fact that we didn't retain a number of players that I felt like were core players to our foundation, our locker room, high character guys. I'm talking about Charles Woodson, Jordy Nelson, Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, James Jones, John Kuhn, Brett Goode, TJ Lang, Brian Belaga, Casey Hayward, Micah Hyde, guys who were, you know, exceptional players for us, but great locker room guys, high character guys. Many of them who weren't offered a contract at all, or were extremely lowballed, or were, you know, maybe in my opinion, not given the respect on the way out that guys of their status and stature and high character deserved.
I went and looked up all 12 of those players. They're not going to do this on most talk shows. We have a Packer fan on our staff. We looked up everything with all 12. The Packers made one major mistake. Aaron's right with Micah Hyde. He was a great Packer, and he was better after. He went to the Bills, was a Pro Bowl safety. They missed on Micah Hyde. You have a right in the NFL to make a mistake. You know, Bill Belichick's made several. Charles Woodson, I would have done what the Packers did. He was older. He was transitioning to safety. At that time in the NFL, you did not pay safeties big money. Remember, when he went to Green Bay, there wasn't a huge group of teams that wanted him. Green Bay said he's moving to safety. He's got some injuries. He's an older player. We're not going to. I would have done the same thing at the time with Charles Woodson. Not saying it's right, but I understand the decision. One other player, Casey Hayward, had a good rookie year with the Packers, was a nice player. He goes to the Chargers. He becomes a great player. I don't even blame the Packers for that. Sometimes, guys, we see this in basketball and football. Year three, year four, they pop. Casey Hayward's one of those. The Packers are like, we don't think you're worth that money. He goes to the Chargers, and he's great. Nine of the 12 decisions, I looked them all up. What the Packers offered, what the guy did when they left. Nine of the 12, the Packers made the smart, prudent football move. Two of the 12, they kind of got burned. Micah Hyde, Casey Hayward. Charles Woodson, you could go either way, but the reasoning was very Belichickian, which is you move off a guy a year early than late. The greatest dynasty in league history built it that way, and Green Bay copied it. By the way, Tom Brady, who had no personnel leverage or opinion in New England, Wes Welker taken from him, Randy Moss taken from him, Danny Amendola taken from him. He wanted Chris Hogan. He left. Vince Wilfork gone. This is not the only player, star quarterback, who doesn't get to keep all his guys. This isn't baseball. It's a salary cap. So when Aaron says, these are my buddies, you can't have a roster full of buddies. Overpaid old buddies in a salary cap league. Nine of the 11 players Green Bay made absolutely the right move. Got burned on two. It's okay. Got a right. You know, they batted 85%. And Charles Woodson, I would have done the same move, but he didn't make a Pro Bowl at a different position later. It should also be noted that Aaron takes every penny possible. Do not blame him at all, but it is harder to keep everybody, including your buddies, when Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers take every penny. Well, what about Brady in Tampa? What about his buddies? Okay, let's talk about that. Tom Brady takes less money. He's a tiny cap hit. Well, his wife's a supermodel. Whatever. It doesn't matter. He doesn't take all the money. It allows Jason Light, the GM in Tampa, to maneuver more and get an Antonio Brown and a Gronk, Brady buddies, who, by the way, were both productive in the Super Bowl. So remember this. No matter how good you are at your first job, you often don't get all the leverage you want. Brady never did in New England. Aaron hasn't in Green Bay. Tom got it in his second job. By the way, I left a company, even though I was flourishing, I have more leverage here than there because this company recruited me after succeeding at that company. Aaron, if he went to Denver or Miami or Washington, would have more personnel power. It doesn't matter if it's a lawyer who's had a great career at a law firm. If another law firm recruits him or her, he or she will have more leverage at the new law firm, the second law firm that recruits them off their success. Tom had none of this. Tom had none of this. None. Until he went to Tampa and he says, okay, a bunch of people want me. I'll choose you, but I get leverage. And Aaron would get that in Denver. Aaron would get that in Washington. Even though Tom got to choose the team he went to, Aaron can't be traded anywhere. He'll retire. He even mentioned it during the press conference. So you got to trade Aaron to a legitimate team. And Aaron, if a team gives up a bunch of picks and players and draft picks to get him, they're going to listen to Aaron. They're going to treat him right because they want him to play as long as they can to validate the move. So let's be fair. The other player that Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not picking on him here, but the other player that Aaron Rodgers has mentioned, he didn't in that bite, is a receiver named Jake Kumerow. That was a separate bite. He was very upset. He was very good in camp, and Green Bay let him go. He went to Buffalo and had one catch with Josh Allen. One catch. Aaron's a great quarterback. He's not a GM, right? GMs don't throw the ball, and quarterbacks don't watch college tape for hours and hours and hours and hours. Both sides are at fault here, okay? Let's not make this into Aaron was brilliant and the Packers just treated 12 guys terribly. I simply don't buy that. All right, well, tonight is the NBA draft. Now, it's much different than the NFL draft. It always has been. The NFL, half the players in the NFL are undrafted. The NBA draft, most of your great players are in the top 15 picks. In fact, in the history of the NBA, only one player picked after number 15. One, Jokic, Denver's been an MVP. Generally, and this draft is no different, your stars will overwhelmingly be in the top 10 picks. But it's interesting who is picking tonight in the top four. Detroit 1, Houston 2, Cleveland 3, Toronto 4. Four god-awful teams, and three are pathetically run. Tonight's draft is exactly why, year after year, I defend NBA players and their mobility. This draft has four guaranteed players. Let's talk about them. Jalen Suggs at Gonzaga. You could certainly make an argument to make him number one. Strong. He was a star quarterback in high school. Big body. Scores at the rim. Good leader. Smart kid. Athletic. Again, a football player. He's tough. He's physical. He led Gonzaga to the championship game. Getting better very fast. At times last year, he looked like an NBA player playing college. I love him. I'd probably take him number one. There's also Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State. Not a lot of guys come off the factory line looking like Cade Cunningham. He's a 6'8 point guard. The guy upstairs doesn't make a lot of those. He can shoot a beautiful three. He can score at the rim. He's going to be really hard to defend. Comes into college, 20 points right out of the gate. He's a special player. A lot of people think he'll go number one. The third player is Evan Mobley, who I watched a ton of at USC. They say he's Chris Bosh, but better on the defensive end. He's what NBA bigs look like now. He can run the floor. He can score. He can do the alley-oop. He can develop a nice touch. He can run. He plays like he's 6'6", but he's much, much taller. Look at nice-looking jumper. Very much Chris Bosh. He's gotten significantly better in the last 15 months. He is just scratching the surface. And number four is Jalen Green, who I've only seen on YouTube clips. He was a G League guy. He's the most athletic. He is fast and twitchy and athletic and explosive and all the things, a little Ja Morant, all the things you want. He probably has the highest ceiling. He's the most athletic. You and I didn't see him because he didn't play at Oklahoma State or USC or Gonzaga. He wasn't in the tournament, but he is a, in many eyes, the best athlete in the draft. And they will go to three horribly run teams and one team, Toronto, that's not, but they're rebuilding. This is why I defend NBA players. Okay? You and I work really hard in college, right, or high school. And when we get out, because of that, a law student, a med student, a dental hygienist, anybody, you'll have choices. School teacher, two or three schools want you. And you can pick the best one. Here it's the opposite. The harder you work, the crappier organization you go to. That's why I doubt more than one of these four. I mean, Detroit and Cleveland, please. Houston's a tire fire right now. Not historically, but now. Only Toronto, I would get drafted. And by the way, it is Canada. You know, even Steve Nash had a chance to go play in Canada and said, no thanks. So tonight, it'll be fun. Four great players. There'll be another five or six that'll get drafted that will make all-star teams and be very interesting. It's the opposite of the NFL draft, where half the league is undrafted. But this is tonight why I always defend kids, because I don't even know how I would tolerate the idea of having no choice where I go, being stuck there for 7 years, working in a bad environment. My whole career, I've had five different companies. Four have been great. I don't ever talk about the one I didn't like, Tampa. Anyway, it's great to have you in today. The GM of the Packers is talking about what Aaron did, and he played it safe, but he did make something very, very clear in his comments today, this morning.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
For hot water that never runs out, go to TanklessMadeSimple.com. TanklessMadeSimple.com. Navien Tankless Water Heaters. Peter King around the corner. So how somebody says something matters. Words matter, especially when you're a public figure, you're a GM, you're a mayor. how you assemble the words matter. So Aaron Rodgers talked yesterday. The general manager, Brian Gutekunst, talked today. Now, this is going to be a very interesting soundbite I'm going to play. Randall Cobb is coming to the Packers. As I told you yesterday, I had two executives in the NFL say, that's a bad move. He's old. He's expensive. $10.4 million. He made a Pro Bowl 7 years ago. He's a diminishing player. Good guy. Good friend. But you're not. This is not going to be a highly productive player. Plus, the Packers already drafted Amari Rodgers from Clemson, who's a slot receiver. So this is one of these things Aaron wanted. Listen to how the GM answers this question. It matters. The order of the answer matters.
You guys made the decision after the 18th season not to bring him back in free agency. Is he really just here to make Aaron happy? Is that primarily the...
I think that's a big part of it. I think it's a big, you know, obviously without Aaron, I don't think we would probably be pursuing that. Randall's still a really good player. And seeing him last night just kind of reminded me, you know, what an impact he'll have in our locker room and for our football team. But, you know, this was a very important thing for Aaron, and that's why we did it.
He starts and finishes with, we're doing this because of Aaron. He's not talking to the Green Bay media there. He's talking to every GM in the league. This ain't my call. Because Gutekunst knows it's a bad move. They're up against the cap. $10 million for Randall Cobb? I got executives saying, what are they doing? Gutekunst is letting you know. Started it and finished saying, this is Aaron. We're doing this because of Aaron. Don't kid yourself. There's always a story behind the story. When people go to the podium, they're protecting themselves. These GM jobs and these quarterback jobs are the best in American sports. This is for Aaron. This is Aaron's call. We wouldn't do it without Aaron. This is why I've always said this is going to be a weird season. Anytime there's an impending divorce, any relationship, man, woman, GM, quarterback gets less authentic, there's less trust, and the minute there's failure, finger pointing. Let's just say the offense sputters, Devontae Adams hurt, and Randall Cobb can't quite do what you paid him to do. This was Aaron's move. This is Aaron's move. This is Aaron's guy. And by the way, when Aaron was asked about Gutekunst later, remember yesterday, here's what he said.
Aaron, how would you characterize your relationship with Brian Gutekunst, where that is today? And was there ever a point this offseason where you asked for his removal from the show?
No, and I would say it's professional at this point.
Okay, so you've got actually both Aaron and the GM, you know, drawing a line in the sand. This is Aaron's player, and Aaron's saying it's just professional. It's not great. Okay, this is why the over-under on the Packers, a team that keeps winning 13 games, is 10. It's not because the Bears are going to be great. It's not because the Lions are going to be great. It's not because the Vikings are going to be great. They probably go 5-1 or 6-0 in division. I thought that was very interesting. The GM was telling every other GM in the league, we wouldn't do it without Aaron. This is Aaron's. He might as well have just come up and said, listen, this is not my call. I would not do this. Just invert the words. I wouldn't do it. This is not something I would do. I'm not interested. It's not a good deal. He's a nice guy. They put that, he's a good player, is quickly in the middle. Begins and ends with, I wouldn't do this. Just something to think about. This is a intense and potentially very tense year coming up. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Let's do a little Olympic update. The United States continues to add to their Olympic medal count. Today, Suni Lee won gold in women's gymnastics in the individual all-around. Jade Carey, who took Simone Biles' spot in the competition, finished eighth. And last night had some big moments for the U.S. in the pool. Caleb Dressel set an Olympic record on his way to winning gold in the 100-meter freestyle. Bobby Fink.
That was very emotional.
It was. We have a little video of that in a second. Took home gold in the first ever men's 800-meter freestyle, Bobby Fink did. And Katie Ledecky anchored the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. And the U.S. took silver in a race where all three medalists broke the previous world record. That was an exciting race as well. Yes, so Caleb Dressel got the opportunity. Their families aren't there, So normally, you know, the Olympics, you have the group of people that traveled and you get to see them right away. They find them in the stands and you get the reaction. And, you know, they can look up and see them like any other athlete who would be able to see their family in the stands in a Super Bowl or, you know, championship game or whatever. So that they're not there. So they showed Caleb Dressel's family to him afterwards. And you can see him being emotional in the pool there as well. I feel like swimming and gymnastics are two of the events in the Olympics where we really get to like meet these athletes who are just training and all of this off time. So I think we have the video of Dressel's family. We also have the video of Suni Lee's family.
Look at this. Joy, you train for 8 years for a fingernail.
Yep.
These things are being decided. Nobody remembers the silver medalist. Like, these things are being decided by half an inch.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Fingernails. Do we have the video of Suni Lee's family?
Yeah,
that's
they
pretty showed
awesome. Oh, I didn't see her.
No, that was Caleb Dressel. And he talked to them afterwards as well. And it was
very
crying.
Emotional.
Here we go. Yeah, this is Suni Lee's family reacting. They're all having a big watch party. That's when they found out that she won gold. I love seeing the family's reaction because we always talk about athletes and all of their accomplishments. And
look at that.
You need the support system in order to be successful. I mean, there were people in that room who drove her to her practice.
For 10 years. You know,
made her meals and her snacks and went and supported her at her gymnastics meets. And, you know, it means as much to all of them as it does to the athletes. So I love seeing those reactions. Simone Biles also tweeted her gratitude for all the support that she's been getting. She said, "The outpouring of love and support I've received has made me realize I'm more than my accomplishments in gymnastics, which I never truly believed before." So, you know, it's been a very tough Olympics on all of our athletes, but there are some obviously great moments and champions coming out of it. So track and field starts this weekend.
Yeah, my wife and I were talking about it. I love both Olympics because I ski. So the downhill skiing to me is terrifying and fascinating. And I was telling my wife, she doesn't follow sports that much, about Simone Biles' story. And I said, you know, in the middle of a jump, she lost her confidence.
Yeah, they call it the twisties.
The twisties. And in golf, they call it the yips. You just are on a golf court. I saw it with David Duval. Ian Baker Finch. You see great players can't putt. Greg Norman at the Masters. You see it. But it's dangerous in gymnastics. And my wife brought up a good point. She goes, what if that happened in downhill skiing? And I'm like, you could die. Like downhill skiers, I don't know what they're going, like 120 miles an hour or whatever they're going. When you watch a lot of these athletes, uneven bars, downhill skiing, so much of this is confidence. And I'll give you a great example. A-Rod is probably as talented as any baseball player in 10 years. I mean, just a sick talent. A-Rod, the game got into his head so much in the playoffs 1 year against Detroit that Joe Torre dropped into eighth in the batting order. And everybody just thinks these guys have all this confidence in the world. We watched Ben Simmons terrified to shoot. We watched LeBron James against the Dallas Mavericks literally for the only time in his career. LeBron admitted it. He didn't want to be on the floor. He did not want the basketball. So I don't want to hear the man thing. Michael Phelps talked suicide. When you're talking about precision sports, representing the country in these hollow arenas with no fans this year, across the globe, I am shocked we do not see more young men and women struggle with this. I am shocked that we don't.
We had to get tested 3 days a week to come in and do our jobs where we sit on our butts all day and talk sports, and I've got a heated blanket and coffee. As stressful it wears on you, these protocols and constantly having to go through all these extra loops and hoops to do your job on top of what is already an extremely stressful situation for these athletes.
Think about this. All the people, all the tough guys, we're having 100 incidents a day on American Airlines of people losing their mind on flights because they have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
So now think about that. We've had, I think it's, the number is like 3,600 incidents where you've had to kick people forever off planes for wearing a mask. So if you don't think the struggles of the pandemic and the pressure, if you don't think that's fatiguing and daunting, you're just not paying attention to yourself. How many years could a parent homeschool their kids? I mean, I know parents are well-adjusted, are like, if I have to do that again, and they're 45-year-old people.
Yeah, it's a massive adjustment for people.
The whole world is going through this incredible stress. We gotta put our arms around the people struggling at times.
Yeah, laying up tough guys. So Dak Prescott left Cowboys practice early yesterday with soreness in his throwing arm. An MRI revealed he has a muscle strain in his right shoulder, so he will be treated and further evaluated on a day-to-day basis. The team is not worried about it being a long-term setback, and Dak said they decided to be cautious and smart about it, and he expects to be fine. This is a little concerning coming into camp. Nothing too crazy, obviously. They're not saying it's long-term, but
yeah.
You know, we saw what happened when Dak was out last year.
I thought about this. I'm not a doctor, but because of the foot injury, was he becoming more of an arm thrower?
Yeah.
You know, years and years ago, I had a groin pull, and Mike Golic came up to me and he said, "You will pull the other side within a week because you'll overcompensate." Damn if he wasn't right.
Yeah, you generally overwork other body parts, especially if you're not able to use your legs. Like, this, it's not terribly surprising.
Yeah.
That's the only thing he's been able to do, for the most part, is stand around and throw.
So the first thing I thought of, he's probably overcompensating for a little bit of the injury downstairs.
All right, that's it for today,
yeah.
Right now.
Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
I want to bring in Peter King, Football Morning in America, NBCSports.com, Pro Football Hall of Fame Selection Committee, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. So, the whole Aaron Rodgers thing yesterday was fascinating. I loved it. It was, you know, I'm in the content business. It was fascinating content. I did bristle a little at the 12 guys he labeled as mistakes by the Packers, and I thought, okay, Micah Hyde, Casey Hayward, you have an argument. I'm not, but nobody's seeking perfection in this league. I don't think Green Bay's been poorly run under Aaron's watch. That's my worldview on that, Peter. Your thoughts about him naming multiple players he thought the Packers didn't treat well.
I mean, are there many veterans, Colin, who don't stick up for veterans? And who, that's the mark of a good teammate, but it's not necessarily the mark of a good man to manage your franchise. I find myself this morning, Steve Young sent out a tweet that was fantastic. Why in the world wouldn't you just talk to Aaron Rodgers? What's wrong with having a conversation with him once a week? What's wrong with Brian Gutekunst saying, hey, every Friday at 2 o'clock or every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, why don't you just stop by and let's have a conversation? Why not do that? And everybody will say, well, because then the players don't run the team. Then why wouldn't David Bakhtiari get 15 minutes with him and all that? And I get it. I totally get it. We're talking about a special circumstance and a special player, the MVP of the National Football League. And to say that we're not going to do it because Ron Wolf didn't do it this way is not a good reason to not do it.
You know, I've said this. If you're going to get a divorce, man, woman, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, football, quarterback, GM, and you know it's going to come to a conclusion in a year, and you decide, let's just make it work for a year, Peter, there's going to be resentment the minute there's a struggle. There's finger pointing. I feel like the whole year is going to feel a little bit like Kevin Durant and the Warriors, where they knew he was leaving and everybody kind of walked on eggshells. They didn't want to offend him. Now, they were still a very good team, but I just have a hard time thinking this next 12 months or 9 months, whatever it is, won't be a little awkward. I mean, you've covered this league forever. Have you ever had a situation like this before?
Not really. I mean, maybe in the mind of a general manager of a coach, he felt honestly that it's over and we got to make it work for one more year. But when it's out in public that it's probably over, that's a different animal that we really haven't seen. But Colin, I guess my point would be that this is Aaron Rodgers we're talking about, and the difference between Aaron Rodgers with a potential distraction and Jordan Love, I'll take Aaron Rodgers, and I'll risk the distraction.
Yeah. By the way, do you have a projection on how it ends? It's not the easiest schedule. You know, they face the NFC West and the AFC North. So, I mean, they have a gauntlet in the middle of late September, starting with the Niners week 3 through week 12. It's Seahawks at Kansas City. It's a real schedule here, Peter. This is not going to be a without flaws. Do you have a sense on how it's going to end?
Colin, that's one of the reasons why Would you want a team with Aaron Rodgers and maybe questions being asked about his future all the time playing that schedule? Or would you want Jordan Love playing that schedule? And look, Jordan Love's the unknown. I'm not being critical of Jordan Love. I don't know. No one knows. But I'd certainly rather have Aaron Rodgers playing that schedule under any circumstance than Jordan Love.
Two questions that are non-Packers. Number one, Michael Thomas. Sean Payton coming out, not in love with when he got the surgery. It's got a Scottie Pippen Bulls feel to it, right? When he waited, didn't want to blow his summer up. And I think to myself, the relationship, if I recall, last year felt a little strained with Michael Thomas. Is there something here bubbling below the surface I'm not aware of? It feels different now than it did 2 years ago.
I think you're aware of it. I mean, you just said it. And look, Michael Thomas is making $1 jillion to be a franchise wide receiver. His season last year was wrecked in the first week of the year with an injury against Tampa Bay. He was never right the whole year, okay? And now he's going to miss probably the first 6 weeks of this season at least. And so, you know, I'm sure that Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis, and you sense their frustration yesterday, particularly Payton, they're saying, did we pay the right guy? I mean, he's a great receiver. There's no doubt about it. Nobody would argue with that at all. But part of ability is availability. And right now, he wasn't available healthy for almost all of last season. And he's going to be healthy at best for half of this season. Is that what you want to be paying $19 million a year for?
Yeah. Finally, Zach Wilson not reporting to camp. I had said before the draft, he's the quarterback I'm concerned with. I think between Belichick, Sean McDermott, and Brian Flores, you have three tremendous defensive coaches. He's a rookie with an average offensive line who played in a small college conference. And in a pandemic, he didn't really play a normal BYU schedule, so it was weaker than normal. He's got a rookie head coach. It's unbelievable defensive coach division. Now he's not going to be there for camp. I got to tell you, Peter, this one doesn't feel good to me. Your thoughts on it?
It doesn't feel good. And Colin, on Monday in my column, I wrote about the death of Greg Knapp. And Greg Knapp was going to be the passing game coordinator, you know, for this young quarterback in his rookie year. Keep in mind that they've already got themselves behind the eight ball, even before the tragic loss of Greg Knapp. But they're already behind the eight ball because they don't have a veteran quarterback on the roster. Why Nick Foles is not on this team, I have absolutely no idea. But in not having the sort of godfather behind him of Greg Knapp and not yet having a veteran, I mean, look, it's a mess anyway, okay? And for him to be missing practice, it makes it even messier.
Peter King, Football Morning in America, NBCSports.com. Great stuff, Peter. By the way, thank Tim Kawakami for allowing you to use his desk. I can see his nameplate right behind you.
Thanks. Welcome to Santa Clara, Colin.
Have fun covering the Niners and Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo and everybody there. That's a great story. Yeah, it's we got a lot of football stuff. I'm off tomorrow. I'm having my wife informed me it's not a surgery. Because last night I was getting a little, you know, a little overly dramatic.
It's a procedure.
That's what it is. Yeah. I couldn't think of the word last night. I kept saying, I'm having a major surgery. She said, you're going to be out for about 40 minutes. It's not a major surgery.
It's and a procedure.
Okay, so it's a procedure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'll be out, though.
Right.
Things could go sideways.
It's going to be great. It's going to be perfect.
Well, it's not perfect. I can't eat. I can't eat
How
today.
Long can you eat after?
Well, I can't eat all today,
mm-hmm.
and then I can't eat tomorrow till like 4. Yeah, exactly. So it's okay, great. It's a procedure. It's not a great one.
Well, no, it's not a great procedure. It's a necessary procedure.
I'm a snacker.
Yeah, it's going to be rough for you.
Can't live on Gatorade and black coffee. That's not who
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, you are a grazer. I'm just surprised you didn't just load up last night.
No, I did the opposite. I did the opposite.
You're like training.
Well, I started 3 days ago to shrink my stomach. I didn't want to have, you know, a big ribeye last night, and then my stomach expands. I wake up this morning starving, so I've been shrinking my stomach for 3 days. So I'm down 6 pounds. I lose weight fast.
That must be nice.
That's what my wife always says.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
So, you know, every Monday we do something called Colin was right, Colin was wrong. I have strong opinions. I think it's only fair that I admit I occasionally whiff. Just occasionally. Rare and frequent. But this one will be my Colin was right of the week. I said one of the things Aaron is doing during this 4 or 5 months, you know, post Super Bowl until now is not talking about it. He'd use his media buddies or surrogates to spread the gospel so he could come back and say, when there's resolution, hey, the media, make stuff up, a lot of... So one of the first things Aaron said yesterday was this.
What would you say is the biggest misconception about this entire process?
That the media loves to make stories when there's not enough content to put out there. Look, I realize, you know, there were times I could have said something, but I firmly believe that there is wisdom in silence. And also, I love this city, this organization, and I didn't want to get into a pissing match with a team that's employed me for 16 years, paid me a lot of money.
Okay, we didn't make stuff up. How do I know that? Because you sat at a podium, for 30 minutes. 30 minutes. You had a statement, you fielded questions, and you transparently told of many situations, most of them we wrote about or talked about, and your unhappiness. You spent 30 minutes detailing all your disagreements. That's why we've talked about it. If Aaron would have walked up and said, I'm great, I'm all good, he didn't. I mean, here's just one example of him detailing the multiple differences in conversations for months he had with Green Bay in the front office.
When the money came at me, the other part is, the backstory to that is, you know, after the season, there was a part of me that did think that there would be conversation about an extension. You know, based on my cap number this season, next season, it seemed natural based on the way I played to at least have a conversation about it. It wasn't a conversation. Not until into May. And that to me seemed like an analogy that you guys understand. You guys have a fantastic year at work. You write some great stories. You go to your boss and say, I just had an incredible year. I think I deserve a pay raise or, you know, some security. And the boss says, yeah, let's just see how it goes. A couple months down the line, you get another job opportunity, you go back to your boss and say, hey, I got this amazing job opportunity. And say, whoa, no, we love you. We want you to stick around. We do care about you. Just have the same feeling.
Does that sound like we made stuff up for the last 3 months? No. By the way, he references, then another team shows real interest in you. As he said to the journalists, you get a job offer. What's he talking about? According to a report out of Minnesota, Paul Allen, voice of the Vikings, very well connected. Paul's a pro. He's been doing this for years. The morning of the draft this past year, the Niners tried to trade for Aaron. Packers refused, and Rodgers was furious. Remember what happened the day of the draft? The story dropped. All three big NFL reporters for networks simultaneously all dropped it. Aaron was mad. There's the story. We're not making stuff up. By the way, Aaron's been playing 13 years. I've never spent an offseason talking more about him. Why? There was no reason to. There were reasons to discuss Aaron. Okay? He just brought them up. He mentioned, and then he said to those journalists, you can relate to this. You had a great season. You want to raise, then you go back and a team wants you. Oh, that's interesting. What team is that? According to a story, it was San Francisco, who, by the way, was looking for a quarterback. Listen, there we speculate on this show. I've got a lot of time to fill. Columns have columns to fill. But in this instance, let me defend the media. This is a real story. And there's real animosity right now. The GM doesn't like the quarterback. Quarterback don't like the GM. And it was talked about all day yesterday and all day this morning. We did not make this up. It's a powder keg. Visit mdrivefromn.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Get lean, get strong, a supplement I take every day. M-Drive.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers. And with occasional resoling, they'll last a lifetime. Best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by a smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.